Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Melissa Carter. I want to get real with you for a second.
Okay.
And I don't want you to think that I have been judging, because I have not.
Okay.
But I may have made an observation that I'm just way off base on.
Okay.
Okay, and it has to do with you becoming a mom and the whole egg thing that you've been doing lately.
Yes.
And all that.
My embryos are frozen in a freezer here in Atlanta. I had gone through IVF treatments where I went through IVF for like half of the process, and at the process where they take the eggs out and fertilize them, then I had them placed into a freezer rather than back into my womb.
All right, let's see how real we want to get with this whole thing.
Okay.
Because up until this point, for as long as I've known you now, for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
you've been kind of nervous around kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a little, not, I don't want to say hands off, but just haven't really, I don't know, embraced the idea of children.
Well, I had talked on the air, I'm the youngest. I never was around kids growing up. So I was
just
the youngest.
Awkward.
I was youngest by far. So mm-hmm. I don't have nieces and nephews. My, you know, a lot of my closest friends don't have kids. I mean, you know, one of my closest friends in Knoxville has children, and I'm not around children often at all. So I don't have this. I'm not the one that runs up to them and picks mm-hmm. them up and hugs them and kisses them, you know. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that would make me a bad mom just mm-mm. because I don't deal with strangers' kids. But
I've seen you with my kids, and you've been great.
Yeah, I just, it's a matter of the way I grew up. I just was never around children, you know.
So now you're going through this whole process, and I hear you mm-hmm. talking about it, and I hear you talking about it with Katie Jo and stuff. But I'm wondering if you're more excited about this whole process for Katie Jo than you are for yourself.
No, that's not necessarily
that's a good question.
That's not necessarily the case. I think that the reason I'm a little more reserved about it, because with IVF, you have to celebrate the stages, you know, because if you talk, because this introduced me to a whole new world of. Mm-hmm. couples who have fertility issues. And I just have witnessed in the past 2 years, because this conversation started 2 years ago, and my conversation with the clinic started 2 years ago, and us going through, not only you have to go through counseling, you have to go through financial counseling. Like, there's a whole stages of things you have to do just before you ever get to the process of starting to take the hormones and getting. So it took 2 years for me to get these eggs in the freezer. And in those 2 years, just the environment I've been a part of, there's so much heartache that goes along with the celebrations. We've had friends that we've discovered since then that have gone through IVF that we did not realize was going through unsuccessful IVF treatments. Mm. And, you know, basically what it is a huge amount of expense, a huge amount of self-reflection, because for a lot of straight couples that, you know, like for Katie and I, we did not go into it with fertility issues. We went into it with, you know, biological, like we got to figure out an alternative way to have children, because we can't do it the way straight people can do it. But for a lot of straight couples that go into it, there is this sense of insecurity, because mm-hmm. they dreamed of having children, and then one of them finds out that they have an inability, or, you know, something is going on where they have a struggle having children. And so I think for me, the focus I have right now is on the embryos, because the children, we don't plan on having children for a couple years, you know, and I think that, you know, it certainly accelerated the conversations about children, because now we actually have living things in a freezer that could be if we wanted them to be. But I think for me, it's just this observation of all these sad, I mean, honestly, sad couples mm-hmm. that sit in that waiting room and they're depressed.
The
you
emotional
know?
Toll. I've had friends that have gone through this for years.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional toll it takes on everybody in the relationship is so intense.
I know couples that haven't made it through that.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. That have split up through that
during
process.
The process.
Yeah. Because it is so stressful, and it's there's so much pressure and stress. I think that they have a harder time with getting pregnant because of the pressure mm-hmm. and stress.
Then there are other couples that I know also that have gone years trying and trying mm-hmm. and trying and going by the book, and it becomes so pressure filled that they're just like, you know what, let's just put this on the shelf yeah. for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then they have sex and they get pregnant.
And they get pregnant, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a combination, because I'm going to answer your question with that, plus I'm naturally not a very... It's not that I'm not an emotional person. I just don't show my emotions as much as other people. I don't show them as much as Katie does. You know, one of the things that makes Katie and my relationship so strong is we are so different from each other. And I think there's an appreciation for each other because it's something new. Like, it's something we're learning about. And then it also shows us about ourselves. And one of the things that we know about each other, she's far more expressive than I am. Mm-hmm. You know, she gets so excited about things, and the thought of being a mother is so exciting to her. But we've had the conversation where since we started this process, she laughs thinking, you know what, that we may be misunderstanding each other. So answering your question, she thinks I'm actually going to be this great mom because because that I have this outward appearance that I'm very reserved and have this thick skin. But she says, you know, but you'll get children and you'll be the mothering one and the nurturing one. Mm-hmm. And that she'll end up being the disciplinarian, even though on the outside she exerts this fun-loving energy. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we've actually had that conversation, which surprised me, because she said, you know, you'll end up being the kid, you know, the go-to for the kids for their nurturing, you know, which I never thought about, you know. But so I think the combination of both is I'm trying not to be too excited too soon, mm-hmm. Because I'm celebrating the success of the eggs, because going on, and not to go too long about this, but the IVF thing, mm-hmm. listeners' response to my sharing this has also been surprising, because so many listeners have had this spice of negativity, you know, mm-hmm. like their congratulations, but just know that those eggs may not take. Oh, fantastic for you, Melissa, but just know.
Because they've had this kind of...
Yes, and so there was a part of me at first, I was offended, like, why in the world would you express something negative when I'm trying to celebrate, and just celebrate with me, you know?
Yeah.
So I, you know...
But they're trying to be... They're
cautious, but for what reason? Yeah. I'm proud of these four embryos that push through and survive. And if they don't make it, I don't care. Like, I'm happy right now with how far we've come, because it took so much effort. And I'm still going through... because once you take the eggs out, my body's not adjusted yet. Mm-hmm. I have been jacked up with hormones for 6 weeks that my body has been, I've been probably had a harder time after the eggs were taken out last week than I did before. So I've been struggling the past week with just Oof. Changes in my body and trying to adjust to it. So, you know, so it's a whole process. So I'm enjoying, you know, we put the picture of the embryos on the mantle. We got one picture of the embryo on the door. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's part of me that I'm not thinking about stage 6 because I'm mm-hmm. still in stage 4.
If you guys never had children, mm-hmm. Would that bother you?
It would bother me, because I think...
Could you have said that 2 years ago?
Yes, I have said that probably since my transplant.
Okay.
I was not with the person, you know, I needed to be with someone who I knew was going to be the mother of my children.
Right. Well, and I think, too, like, even if the IVF doesn't work, like, there's a lot of ways to become parents. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're open to adoption. We're open to all that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's all expensive, but there's a lot of ways to become moms.
Yes.
It's not that expensive. You could have Hollis tomorrow.
You're right. But for the adoption thing for a gay couple is a little more tough than for a straight couple.
No, I have gay couple friends who've adopted, and it's not easy, but it can be done.
But you are genuinely excited about it.
I'm genuinely excited. Yeah, you can't help but think about, and the reason I said that for the transplant is because, you know, we work in an industry of vanity and of attention. I mean, we all in this room would not be here if we didn't want attention on some level.
Right.
We all would not be working in this room if we didn't need, we need somebody to tell us that we're great, or need somebody to tell us that we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we obviously have some lacking of doing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. But in 50 years, in 100 years, in 200 years, nobody's going to remember who we were, even though we strive to have some kind of public image.
I'm pretty sure we'll still be here.
But your
family... I feel like I've been here that long this morning,
But seriously, but your family always tries to find out who you are. Like, you've brought Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
People are always trying to find who they're connected to, family-wise. And so that's my biggest motivation. Yes, if I end my life having not reproduced, I would be regretful. Yes, I can say that honestly.
But you don't got to worry about that, because it's about to happen.
I got four ice cubes and the freezer. The Burt Show.